This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Circle of Life Hospice offers compassionate end-of-life care and bereavement support, serving patients in their homes, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and throughout Northwest Arkansas. Circle of Life provides freestanding inpatient hospice homes in Springdale and Bentonville. When it comes to hospice care, choices are available. Ask for us by name.
The Fayetteville Foam Fest will be held this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. in the Walton Art Center parking lot in Fayetteville. This Feed Fayetteville fundraiser will feature craft beers and tastings from over 250 breweries, food, live music, and more. Tickets are limited. More information available online at FayettevilleFoamFest.com. And later on the show, we will announce how two lucky listeners can win tickets to Foam Fest.
Ahead on Ozarks at Large, we meet a couple that has taken the spirit of their late daughter and turned it into an organization with her same essence. A fundraiser next week will benefit Olivia's Basket.
Plus, 28 years in the making, the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad has been named the 2014 Regional Railway of the Year. And we talk economics with Roby Brock and more.
But first, damage estimates are still being calculated in the wake of Sunday night's tornado, which was confirmed yesterday by the National Weather Service as an EF4 tornado. Insurance companies are sending agents to Valonia and Mayflower to help file claims. Kyla O'Brien with Allstate says dozens have been sent from her company alone.
There's local people that live in Arkansas that have come and are helping out, auto adjusters and property adjusters, but we also have a special team that deals with these kinds of disasters, and they came here as well. We have the mobile claims center adjusters that are here in Valonia.
O'Brien says they're acting to contact every single customer they have in the impacted areas.
Our adjusters are going out into the areas with this list and this map, checking on our policyholders, going door to door. If the roads are blocked and the vehicles can't get through, they're going by foot and they're checking on our policyholders, see how they're doing.
O'Brien says claims have ranged from relatively minor shingle damage to entire properties being destroyed. She says as more roads are cleared, more people have come through their mobile claims center stationed along Main Street in Valonia.
Entergy Arkansas says 670 linemen, many from outside the area, are working to restore power for its customers in the Mayflower, Valonia, and Ferndale areas. Spokesman David Lewis says it will take some time to rebuild its infrastructure.
In a concentrated damage area like with a tornado, you can actually fit only so many workers in there at one time. So we saturate.
Lewis says poles were snapped, transmission lines were down, and distribution equipment was greatly damaged by Sunday's tornado.
On one hand, they're just another blow from nature that we are accustomed to dealing with. On the other hand, their own kind of problem. They're very concentrated, and the destruction is severe where it hits.
Lewis says the challenge is the limited amount of space in the areas impacted by the storm.
Center in Springdale is getting closer to collecting the $30 million it needs to create an endowment to help run the center. This morning, the George family from Springdale pledged $1 million to the Jones Center. Gary George is the chairman of George's.
We're here to support the Jones Center, a great place for all the families to come and in Northwest Arkansas and the surrounding area. And Harvey and Bernice left this for this area, and they're on a campaign to raise an endowment, and we wanted to be a part of that, give back to the community.
We'll have more on what this announcement means for the Jones Center's future on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large.
While FEMA officials are urging Faulkner County residents and business owners affected by tornado damage to file an application for federal aid, the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration says that the county's taxpayers will be given special tax relief because of the storm's aftermath. According to Talk Business Arkansas, agency officials yesterday said it will extend taxpayer deadlines to file tax documents and will avoid charging interest and penalties related to state taxes if failure to pay as a result of storm-related issues.
A local student has taken the first prize in the 23rd annual Preserve Our Past Art and Essay Invitational Contest, which is sponsored by the Department of Arkansas Heritage. According to the department, Duncan Gwynn, a homeschooled student from Siloam Springs, won first place in the 5th and 6th grade essay division for writing about the town's healing springs. Works that took the top three places or honorable mention in the contest will be on display at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center in Little Rock for the rest of May. May is Arkansas Heritage Month.
More people are using public transit in Northwest Arkansas. According to Ozark Regional Transit, fixed route ridership was up 17% in April when compared to last year. In total, the Transit Authority logged an average of 1,153 daily passengers during the month.
Beginning today, a portion of Duncan Street in downtown Fayetteville will be closed. According to the city, the street will be closed between Center and Treadwell Streets through mid-September.
Walmart is planning on testing another new store format in Bentonville. According to the City Wire, the retailer is in the preliminary planning stages of a standalone grocery pickup center where shoppers can drive up and retrieve online grocery orders without even leaving their car. Bentonville city officials reviewed plans for the first concept depot Tuesday, and the proposed development goes before the city's planning commission next week. If approved, the 15,000-square-foot facility will include 10,000 fresh and dry grocery products and be located near the intersection of J Street and South Walton Boulevard.
Fort Smith-based Arkansas Best Corporation has a new name today. Yesterday, officials with the transportation holding company announced that it is rebranding as ARC Best. That's ARC with a C. According to the company, the branding change was designed to enhance the company's identity as a holistic provider of transportation and logistics solutions. While the company's stock ticker symbol has changed to ARCB, all but one of its subsidiaries will retain their original names. The only exception is Datatronics, the company's information technology division, which is now named ARC Best Technologies.
Forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight, with overnight lows from 36 in northwest Arkansas to 41 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with highs from 69 to 75 degrees. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with lows in the mid-40s.